Mindful Walking. As we prepare to practice walking mindfully, find a space where you will be able to walk back and forth in a particular lane that allows you to take anywhere between 15 and 25 paces, or perhaps a few more. Begin by finding a comfortable stance, feet approximately shoulder width apart, a slight flex in your knees so that they're not locked. And notice the sense of balance that you may have found in just taking this particular stance. Notice how your body naturally knows how to balance itself. Perhaps with the use of a deep breath, bring your attention and your awareness to your body and to the posture that your body has assumed. Perhaps ensuring that your back is straight and erect, assuming a dignified, upright posture. You may choose to cast your gaze just a few feet in front of you or straight ahead. Again, bring your awareness and your attention to the balance. And in particular, you may notice the distribution of weight as felt in the soles of your feet. The place in your body that comes in direct contact with the floor. Notice weight and the sensations of the floor or the ground underneath you pushing up on your feet. If you have shoes on, you may notice the sensations of your feet inside your shoes. You may notice the support that your shoes provide. Noticing the balance, you may also notice how if you move ever so slightly, either side to side or back and forth, your body automatically tracks this movement and provides you with feedback, ensuring that you do not fall over. You might experiment with that for a few moments. At a moment of your choosing, as we begin to take the first step, notice the natural decision that gets made as to which foot you'll choose to step with first. And as we prepare to move that foot forward, notice how automatically and very naturally your balance starts to shift, allowing your body to pick that foot up. For your first step, you may choose to take a smaller step than usual, placing the foot just a small distance in front of you, noticing the striking of your foot on the ground and the rocking motion as your weight begins to be transferred from your back foot to the forward foot. And as you begin to take the second step, moving the trailing foot now to be the forward foot, Again, noticing how your body naturally transfers weight. And noticing all of the sensations that go along with that transfer. You may notice the sensations in your feet or in your lower legs. As you continue to take the next step, just allowing your awareness and your attention to gently rest in your feet, observing the sensations that flow from each step, one after the other. As you come to the end of your walking alley, you come to a halt. Again, noticing the balance. At a moment of your choosing, you might turn around. And again, intentionally choosing which foot to strike forward, and then observing the process of the weight transfer, allowing that foot to be picked up and placed in front of you, and then the weight transfer that occurs as the trailing foot is lifted and placed in front of you, forming the next step. You may have noticed already that perhaps your mind has become distracted. Just notice the distraction. Notice where your mind was distracted to. And then as best as you can, gently and with compassion, perhaps even reminding yourself, this is what your mind does. Bringing your awareness and your attention back to your feet and back to the next step. You can continue with this practice as long as you feel comfortable. Each step, one after the other, paying particular attention to the sensations that arise in your feet. The striking, the rocking, the lifting, the placing. Each of the sensations that might arise from your feet. You might observe distractions, physical sensations that might arise in other parts of your body, thoughts that might arise that are comments on your practice, or that represents memories or future plans as your mind becomes distracted onto what happens next. As you notice these distractions, labeling them as distractions, and very gently, compassionately, returning your awareness and your attention back to your feet and back to the next step. If you notice that your mind feels very distracted, notice the judgments. And then as best as you can, setting aside those judgments, reminding yourself that minds are naturally distracted. If, on the other hand, you find yourself with very few or no distractions. You might notice how much energy you exert in maintaining your attention in your feet. Noticing that process. Either way, noticing distractions, and then returning your attention and your awareness back to your feet and back to the next step. As you engage this practice, you might also notice thoughts around, we're going nowhere. What's the point? These too are thoughts. And as thoughts, they're open to the observation and identifiable as distractions that take you away from the steps that you are taking. As best as you can, identifying those distractions and gently and compassionately returning your attention and your awareness back to your feet and back to the next step. Consistently, when you observe yourself being distracted, whether that be thoughts, emotions, sensations, identifying the distraction and gently and compassionately returning your attention and your awareness back to your feet and back to the next step. You can continue this practice as long as you are comfortable. When you're ready, and as you draw this practice to a close, noticing the process of coming to a halt. Notice the sensations that represent the balance that your body strikes as you come to a halt with your feet approximately shoulder width apart. You might take a deep breath, and with that breath, become aware of thoughts around the practice is coming to a close. And at a moment of your choosing, and perhaps with another deep breath, or two, or three, very gently bringing your awareness from your feet to your breath, to the environment that you're in, and bringing the practice to a close.